In the beginning, the world was not yet awake. The rivers were silver threads winding through a land untouched. The trees stretched their limbs high, heavy with the promise of fruit and knowledge. The air shimmered with light and possibility, and the ground hummed beneath each step as if the earth itself was breathing. In this garden, everything existed in balance, yet the story was not complete. For life required awareness, and awareness required a witness. From the dust of the earth and the breath of the divine, she was formed, Eve. Her name, Shava, meant life, the very essence of creation, the pulse that would carry consciousness into the world. She opened her eyes and beheld the garden, not as a passive observer, but with curiosity and wonder. She noticed how the wind stirred the leaves, how the sunlight danced upon the rivers, how the flowers bent toward the bees. Everything spoke to her, and she listened with all her being. She did not emerge merely as a helper to Adam. She lay in deep sleep, a gift of creation, but she stepped forward, not in subservience, but as a companion, a counterpart, a being fully capable of thought, feeling, and action. Her senses were alive. She smelled the earth's richness, felt the grass beneath her feet, tasted the air that was thick with the scent of life itself. And then she saw it, the tree of knowledge, its branches heavy with luminous fruit, each piece glowing like captured sunlight. She approached it, not out of rebellion, but out of the insatiable desire to understand, to know, to awaken. She turned the fruit in her hands, noting its texture, its weight, its brilliance. She saw possibility, the opening of eyes, the expansion of the mind, the embrace of choice. The serpent, cunning and articulate, approached, not in a moment of threat, but as a catalyst of awareness. Eve listened, not in fear, but with discernment. She considered the words, the implications, the promise of knowledge, and she acted. She ate. She did not act alone, for Adam lay beside her. And when she offered him the fruit, he too partook. Their eyes opened, but not to shame. They opened to understanding, to complexity, to the fullness of human experience. In that moment, Eve became the mother of humanity, not by accident, not by punishment, but by courage. She was the first to act in conscious choice, the first to embrace the gift of awareness. She felt fear, yes, but she felt joy, wonder, and life in every fiber of her being. Through her curiosity, wisdom entered the world. Through her courage, the path of human consciousness began. And yet, even in her triumph, patriarchal voices would rise to misinterpret her story, to brand her as a transgressor, seductress, and bearer of doom. But she knew differently. She knew her act was sacred. She knew her curiosity was a divine spark, a force of life itself. She knew that the shame others imposed was not hers to bear. Eve walked through the garden, feeling the pulse of the earth beneath her feet. She touched the trees, the rivers, the animals, and whispered thanks for her senses, for her mind, for her body. She knew that life was not meant to be blindly followed, but explored. She knew that knowledge was not sin, but awakening. And as she looked upon the horizon, she understood that her journey, the journey of the first woman, was not to be blamed, but honored. For Eve was not the origin of shame. She was the origin of curiosity. She was not the cause of downfall. She was the cause of consciousness. And in her hands, life itself began. Imagine the Garden of Eden, a landscape of iridescent light, rivers flowing like silver threads, trees bearing fruits of unimaginable beauty. Adam rests in a deep sleep, under the canopy of this paradise. The air is alive with possibility. Every leaf shimmers with potential. Every breeze hums with the promise of life. From the dust and breath of God, a figure emerges, Eve. Her name in Hebrew, Shava, means source of life, bringer of life, simply life. She is radiant, curious, full of wonder, and gifted with consciousness. She steps lightly through the garden, observing the harmony of creation, noticing patterns, asking questions of the plants, the animals, and the wind. She is the first woman, not merely a helper, not a subordinate, but a being fully alive and awake. And yet her story, as we know it from the patriarchal lens of the Hebrew Bible, begins with a fall, a temptation, and the shadow of blame. What if the story has been misunderstood? What if Eve is not the villain, but the initiator of human consciousness, the courageous seeker of wisdom? In Genesis, we read that God caused Adam to sleep and formed Eve from one of his ribs. Immediately, she is introduced to knowledge and choice. The serpent approaches, not in a void, but with Adam present. Eve perceives the fruit of the tree of knowledge as good, desirable, and enlightening. She eats, and she offers it to Adam, who also eats. Here lies the profound truth often lost in patriarchal interpretation. Eve acts with awareness, curiosity, and courage. She is not a seductress. She is not alone. She chooses knowledge, and in doing so, she gives it to humanity. Their eyes open, not in shame, but in awakening. Through her action, she becomes the mother of humanity, the first to experience life's fullness, creation, wisdom, and the gifts of human experience. The phrase, original sin, is absent in the Hebrew Bible. Eve and Adam disobey God, but sin only appears later in the Cain-Abel narrative. Jewish and Christian traditions misapplied the story to justify male dominance and the repression of women. Eve became the archetype of disobedience, of temptation, of moral danger, a narrative weapon used across centuries. Early Christian writers called her the road of iniquity, an enemy of peace. In rabbinic texts, she is described as coquette, jealous, and talkative, condemned for qualities framed as natural female traits. Even artistic representations from Renaissance paintings to depictions of the serpent reinforced Eve as seductress and bearer of chaos. Yet as Carol Myers and Laurie Sue Brockway remind us, these readings are patriarchal impositions. Eve's desire for knowledge, her curiosity, is the essence of human consciousness, not moral failure. Her story, reframed, is a testament to courage. It's a testament to insight and life-giving power. In the Greek pseudo-epigraphical text, The Life of Adam and Eve, we see a more nuanced Eve. After expulsion, she performs penitential acts, fasts, and seeks divine mercy. She is repeatedly deceived by Satan, yet she persists. She gives birth to Cain, navigates grief and labor, and shapes the human lineage through wisdom and resilience. Eve here is not a mere sinner, but an active participant in human development. She embodies endurance, resourcefulness, and spiritual fortitude. The narrative honors her complexity and her humanity, the same traits vilified in later patriarchal readings. Genesis presents a more egalitarian creation, man and woman created simultaneously in God's image, both entrusted with dominion. Genesis 2 offers the rib narrative, later used to justify female subordination. Some traditions introduce Lilith as the first woman, independent and unwilling to submit to Adam. Eve then emerges not as an isolated figure, but within a spectrum of feminine power and choice. This perspective allows us to reframe Eve not as inherently flawed, but as one iteration of human and divine feminine potential. Eve's legacy, historically weaponized to justify oppression, can now be reclaimed. Her desire to know, to act, to create is not disobedience, it's bravery. The story reminds us that women's curiosity, power, and voice are divine, and that the narrative of shame is a cultural artifact, not a spiritual truth. Eve invites us to reconsider what it means to be human, to seek knowledge, to risk error, to give life, and to awaken to consciousness. Her courage reverberates through time, urging modern women to claim wisdom, curiosity, and authority over their own lives. Now, if you are in a space to do so, close your eyes. Imagine stepping into the Garden of Eden. You are walking alongside Eve, not as a judge, not as witness, but as equal. Feel the curiosity radiating from her presence. Ask her what it means to choose, to seek wisdom, to open the eyes of humanity. Now, see the fruit of the tree, not as forbidden, but as illumination. What knowledge do you wish to claim in this life? What truths do you desire to awaken to? Allow yourself to receive guidance from the source of life within you, the same force that animated Eve. Open your heart to her courage. Let her strength remind you that seeking knowledge, embracing curiosity, and walking your own path is not sin, but sacred. Eve is our archetypal foremother, a figure of empowerment, curiosity, and life-giving creativity. Her story, misunderstood and weaponized for millennia, can now be reclaimed as a guide for feminine courage and spiritual awakening. May we honor Eve, not as the first sinner, but as the first seeker, the original mother of consciousness. May we walk through our own gardens with her wisdom and courage, claiming the divine feminine in ourselves.